From Luke chapter 24. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I hear the word witnesses, which appeared in both these scriptures, the first thing I imagine is a courtroom. The other day I was listening to a conversation between some screenwriters, and they were talking about if your scene isn't working, put in a courtroom scene, because there will be drama and there will be conflict right there. Then I thought about what I've actually learned over the years from watching those kind of scenes. And I realized one thing I learned is what makes for a good witness. A good witness is somebody that people want to believe. Somebody that comes across as genuine, that answers questions succinctly and exactly. A good witness is somebody that everybody listens to and thinks, "Yep, that's the way it happened." So in today's scripture passage, we begin to get the picture of how the early church happened. It happened because there were witnesses. There were people telling the story. If you ever have doubts or questions about the resurrection, look at what happened in the life of those disciples. Look at the way they changed. They were totally different people after Easter. No longer do they hide in fear. Now they have learned to speak up for Jesus. No longer are they confused and waiting for him to explain everything to them. They are able to teach others. No longer do they look for the reward that they'll get for following him. They understand that the brand new life they experience in him is the reward. The following of the resurrected Jesus changes them inside and out. The stories that they told, the ones that we read here, they answered the questions that the people were raising. They answered the questions that we are raising. How did you know it was Jesus? We saw his scars. Was it really a body or a ghost? He ate food. What did his resurrection mean anyway? It means he fulfilled every one of the prophecies. It means he was the Messiah. It means now it's up to us to proclaim repentance and forgiveness to all nations, to everybody. These disciples speak the good news people need to hear, and their witness continues to speak to us 2,000 years later. The risen Christ, the risen Jesus appeared among them, and that changed everything. because of the disciples' witness, their witness to the resurrection and the message that Jesus gave to them, because of that, we can recognize the Spirit of Christ among us in the way life is transformed. You and I, we are witnesses. We are witnesses when we tell the story as we know it, and we are also witnesses when we act as though Jesus doesn't make a difference. We are witnesses. The question is, can we find it in us to witness to what we want to? Can we let ourselves, can we let our church be transformed because Jesus walks among us? When the risen Christ appears among us now, it changes everything. William Willimon tells the story of the church he served as a student. It was in a small community in rural Georgia, 20 miles from Atlanta, where he went to school. It was the kind of church that was small, and they got a new student pastor every year, never having one person serve them for a long period of time. So he would go to that church, and he would get frustrated because he felt like the people were kind of cranky. They did not like getting a new pastor every year, and they did not like that every single one came in with their own ideas of what they needed to change in order to be a better church. So he said that at the end of his training, he thought, oh, thank goodness that is done, and drove away with no looking back. But years later, he met a young man who was a student, and he was a minister in that same church. He said, we have that in common. We serve that same church. And Willimon expected to begin to hear complaints. And the young man said, you know, I get on my knees every day and pray with thanksgiving that I got assigned this congregation. And Willimon said, well, how could that be? What could have happened? And the young student said, well, this is how I understand the story. The church was having a Sunday evening dinner and Bible study. It was some new idea that somebody had come up with, and they agreed to come back from worship and come later and have this dinner, and all of a sudden they felt sort of inspired because someone asked this question, what would it be like if our church was 1 mile wide and 1 mile long instead of the size of our building? And they started imagining what that would be like. Well, we wouldn't let anybody be hungry. We would make sure that everybody in that mile square had food. Well, if there were kids that needed jobs, we'd hire them in our business. Maybe if somebody needed tutoring, we would try to figure out how to do that. I see all those kids standing on the corner, I wonder what they need. Maybe they need scholarship. Maybe they need a sense that there's a chance. And so they began to talk with one another, what would it mean? And from that day forward, the church lived as if their church was 1 mile long and 1 mile wide. They all talk about it as the day that Jesus came to eat dinner with them. This week, we are about to once again be transformed into the Rummage Church. That identity can mean a lot of things about recycling and reusing and finding a way to earn money that can make a difference for Jesus, can make the world a better place. But there's more. Whether we intend to or not, this week, we will witness. This experience is an opportunity to see Jesus walking among us. We can choose to keep our eyes open, looking for Jesus, and being the body of Christ to the people we meet along the way, within our church community, and within the community that will choose to come within these walls. What an awesome opportunity we have. May we all be praying that our witness will be one of love and grace, of hospitality, of forgiveness, a witness that proclaims the love of Jesus to the world in who we are, in what we say, in what we do. May we be witnesses for Jesus. Amen.